motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Second.
We are now back in session. We are, where's my, have some motions on the floor that we need to take care of. Congressman Potts.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the second speaker to begin the pre-planning and pre-construction activities necessary to relocate the legislative branch of government.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in, oh, discussion.
Some discussion on that. It was brought up in executive session that we need a home, and before we spend money on a building or a location for this Congress to be located, the discussion from committee is that we look for a new place to be, which is relocating from here. So that's the reason for the motion. It's through discussion from at least 6 or 7 members of this body that the plan is to relocate and spend money elsewhere.
And I think part, thank you, Congressman Potts, and I think part of that discussion that we had was the money that has already been appropriated, the $1 million for the fourth floor, to somehow work through legislation, get that back, and let's go up on the hill and find our own place. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Motion on the floor and a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion passes. Congressman Bighorst.
Okay. I make a motion that our clerk of Congress and our assistant clerk of Congress receive the 1% bonus and 2% salary increase. Be 3% total. I mean, that's the way they've got it broke down. Okay, 3% merit bonus, less any monies already compensated from the first check.
Yes. Clarification was from Mr. Bighorst, 3% merit bonus, less any monies already compensated. Motion on the floor.
Second.
In a second. Discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Motion passes. Congressman Mason.
I need to make a motion for our financial analyst. I may need some help on that as my discussion. Some of the same wording, except it would be
3% merit bonus for fiscal year for past performance 2018.
That is my motion.
Motion on the floor. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
Just like it noted by the clerk that I was absent from all discussion regarding this motion during the executive session.
Duly noted. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Abstain.
One abstention. I believe Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In regard to the discussion had during the executive session regarding the Nolan case, I would like to make a motion to request the speaker direct legal counsel to withdraw any motion to dismiss filed by the previous speaker in regard to Pratt versus Nolan litigation.
Could you repeat that, please?
I'd like to make a motion to request the speaker direct legal counsel to withdraw any motion to dismiss filed by the previous speaker in regard to the Pratt versus Nolan litigation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. through discussion, I believe that this is an important case to move forward with. And again, this is just a request to the speaker. It's not directing the speaker. I think we need to move forward. And I believe that a lot of the reasons why we've stated have been stated at court, have been stated at this table, have been talked about. And this is just one more request to the speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Congressman Potts. Any more discussion? There was a motion with a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. Speaker would entertain a motion to adjourn. Or is there
a motion to revisit the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review budget for fiscal year 19? I believe it was number 9 on the item.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion?
I believe you have copies. I think it's about a $10,000 increase. The majority of that is based on health care costs. The premiums for the nation's contribution went up. You're jumping from $371,000 to $382,000. It's $11,516. The majority of that, again, is $6,227 in employee benefits and taxes. The majority of that is related to the health benefit cost. The additional $4,789 is indirect cost, with the remaining $760 being related to other expenses. Traditionally, that line item has been low. Last year, it was $240. Other pays for employee drug screening tests. So I did take the liberty to increase that, as we will be looking to hire 3 new employees, not just one. So that is the reason for that increase. All total, $11,516 increase. So I'd make a motion to approve the budget for the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review for fiscal year 19 in the amount of $382,886 as presented on August 3rd at 1:50 p.m. to the clerk.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes.
And motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second.
One more.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee, for your time being here.